Transmission begins.
Fellow operative, as you're well aware, in the late 1940s, as war finally realised that the atomic bomb was one bluff it couldn't live up to, Britain and America slapped each other's backs and Japan became warmer for a horribly brief moment, a selection of shadowy organisations that had been growing out of World War II suddenly realised that they were unemployed. They rubbed their chins, flickered messages to one another along secret phone lines, and reached the mutual conclusion that if they wanted to stay in business, they'd better resolve their differences and work together. Ever since, these organisations have been engineering what we think of as the 20th century. Since December the 17th, 19...
Redacted.
The global meta-government has controlled the world through fear and propaganda with such useful fictions as the Cold War, NASA's moon missions, and the Beatles. The obvious logistical irritations presented by maintaining such a charade, political assassinations, covert wars, genocide,
redacted,
and so forth, were replaced in the 1970s by the process. Now, this remarkable development in global mind control resulted in a population pacified and categorized from the very first, their personalities implanted from birth via television programming. Individuals so treated went on to live productive, hard-working and unquestioning existences with not a clue about the vast swathes of conspiracy that controlled every aspect of their lives. All was as it should be. The natural evolution of every new world order follows broadly the same steps. Subjugation of the population, brutal rule with an ironclad bureaucracy, and finally privatization. Thus it was that in a dark panelled, exquisitely furnished corner office of a white stone edifice somewhere in Whitehall, two high-ranking MI-23 directors are contemplating the recent acquisition of their entire department by corporate US intelligence interests. They have absolutely no idea that they are about to become embroiled in a chain of events of such evolutionary magnitude that if it had not happened, would be unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Do you know what this is?
Unbelievable?
I mean the audacity to expect me, to reapply for a position that I have absolutely no recollection of applying for in the first place.
You didn't apply for it.
Then how did I get here?
The same way we all got here, Woolsey. Artifice, stratagem, and your Uncle Charlie.
The foundations of any good intelligence organisation. Look, I mean, list qualifications. I haven't got any bloody qualifications. I know I can't do this job, but that was the beauty of the position. Information like that was on a need-to-know basis, and they never needed to know. Why do they suddenly need to know now?
It's an audit, Woolsey. And they're getting rid of the dinosaurs.
Oh, they've been dead for millions of years.
Profit margins, Woolsey. Now, you see, we have to justify our position in this organisation.
Outrageous!
Indeed, old friend, indeed. But you see, now we have to answer to the shareholders. Otherwise, retirement looms.
By retirement, of course, Cromwell meant the kind that was offered to high-ranking meta-government officials at the end of their working lives. It was usually offered from the top of a tall building, from about 1,000 yards away and to the back of the head.
There was a time when we only had one shareholder to answer to. Joe Public. Lovely fella. Kept his nose out, footed the bills, and kept his bloody nose out.
Yes, those times have passed. Society's changed, you see. Thatcher made sure of that.
Never should have built her in the first place.
Quite. From now on, we have to demonstrate a clarity of vision for maximum sustained profitability.
What the hell does that mean?
I have no idea, but I intend to do it better than anyone else. Now, hand me the fork.
Absolutely not. If you think for one moment that I will soil myself by allowing you to condense the rich majesty of 50 years' service to this department or to a scrap of wood pulp, you have another thing coming.
All right. You do it.
Fine. Yes. Yes, I will. Right. Now, question one.
Question one, you see.
Pip, pip, pip. Question one. We deserve to retain the department because... Because... Because...
Because of the wonderful things we does. Now, give me the four.
Fine.
Hand me those rubber stamps. Now, question one. Top secret. Classified. Need to know. There.
Good answer. Old school.
Next on the agenda. Arms manufacture.
Right.
Our little going concern. Have you seen the latest small arms figures?
No.
Here.
But, Cromwell, these can't be right.
I'm afraid they are.
Yes, but small arms has been one of the most successful enterprises in the history of MI-23. was always running at around 99% efficiency, but then suddenly, right here, 10 years ago, it drops. What the hell happened?
We took it over.
Ah.
Well, I say, took it over. Actually, we pinched it.
Why?
Because it was profitable, Woolsey. And we wanted it. And it felt good.
Yes. Well, we'd better keep that hush-hush during this audit. Don't want the new owner seeing it.
Already seen it. I received a message from the new chairman yesterday. He was displeased.
What did he say?
Couldn't make it out around the incoherent screaming. But he did say he wanted to talk with us.
When?
Incoming call.
What the hell's that?
Is it on? Yes, sir.
Chairman, what a pleasure.
Pleasure? Yes, there is a time for pleasure. And a time for pain. Seasons. The eternal tragedy of their passing. All things come to an end. All men. I've been going over your figures. They disturb me. I've been discussing the situation with Brad.
Gentlemen.
Hello, Bradley.
I prefer Brad, if it's all the same.
Whatever you say, Bradley.
Enough. Figures.
Good.
Brad.
Bad. Trust me, I've never seen anyone do this badly.
Exactly how badly, Bradley?
50% failure rate on all small arms manufacture. Landmines sold at cost to the Third World?
Now, what does that mean?
Well,
I'll tell you what it means. It means that you have perpetrated a moral outrage.
Chairman, with all due respect, if a third world country decides to spend its own education budget defending itself against a credible threat, we can hardly be considered to be...
I'm talking about you paralyzing buddies costing our shareholders $15 billion. This is morally wrong, spiritually wrong, and you have done this on my watch. You have soiled me with this loss. You have stained me with your goddamn deficit. Oh!
He doesn't even like to say that.
What word?
The D word. Yeah. Deficit. It's a dirty word.
Damn it, a lot. You second me.
Look, let's be straight, you guys. You're 10 down on the fourth. You're on the 50-yard line. You got 10 seconds on the clock, and you're all out of options.
Right.
What's your call?
Is that like... We're on the final day of the test. We're 177-8. They've got a fresh, fast bowler in, but...
Shut up. Let me put this in language you'll understand. Life as you know it is finished. Over. Done. If I had my way, you'd have your balls chewed off by Alabama fighting hogs. However, that is inefficient. And as Brad has pointed out, unprofitable.
Profit, not loss.
So, you're on probation for the foreseeable future.
You have a little vomit on your lapel.
Do not make physical contact, Brad. We're moving you on to population programming. Take a look at this file.
What file? Morning. Ah, Christ, my eye!
Population programming, Chairman. Isn't that a little bit low on the ladder for someone in our position?
It's on the bottom bloody rung.
That's the idea. There is absolutely no way you two tea-drinking queers can screw this up. This project has been foolproof and 100% efficient from the start. All you have to do... You listening to me, you puffed-up, sardonic, goddamn pigeon lovers? With your goddamn irony and your slate-gray weather, the rain, the tedious, endless drizzle. All you've got to do is oversee the positioning of a controlled satellite 0.08 degrees south. That's like asking you to make a cup of tea. Queers can do that, can't they? The calculations are done. The team is in place. All you got to do is authorize it, and this will save us $17 billion, thus canceling your deficit.
Ah, sure, you've got a little on your shoes.
Get my ass, Bradley.
Thank you for using ViewScreen, your premier solution for inter-office communications, a subsidiary of DataPerfect, the number one in encryption and torture technology. Warning, physical violation detected, activating anti-tamper seal.
Christ, my
eye! Thank you for your cooperation. ViewScreen standing by.
I'm not sure how I should feel about that, Cromwell.
Feel demoted, old boy. From now on, it's survival of the fittest.
Bloody Yanks.
My eyebrow on fire.
The satellite in question was a Class 4 population programming unit. You may access its schematics by pressing the key on your console. It floated majestically in geostationary orbit, as it had done for so many years, high above the planet, beaming instructions into the minds of the docile population below.
Ambition is undesirable. Conform. One must always know one's place. Accept failure The organization knows what is best.
Meanwhile, some 23 light minutes above this, a mere 413,713,592 kilometers away, a spaceship, roughly the size of Australia, was discharging its selection of lethal beams and rays at its prey, a highly advanced, transdimensional vehicle, which, for reasons we will explore later, looked exactly like a small brown Trabant. Piloting it were two brothers. They were, quite understandably, somewhat perturbed.
Come on, faster to your left, go to your left.
What have I told
you about Baxter Trail? But they're right up our arses.
We're made calm. Well, if it's time to panic, I will let you know.
Brilliant, they've only gone and got us in a tractor beam now. Bloody rotters, I told you we shouldn't have nicked that moon.
Now, it's only a little one. Besides, we've got a mighty good price for it, didn't we?
It had a Universal Customs and Excise training centre on it.
I know that now. Do I not know that now? Can I not see that now? What with the UCE megastar firing charged particles up my arsehole?
Oh, right.
Drive aft in Midland's temple there. Rage flows. Plays me like a really little warm touch. You have to admit, though, it was a bloody good price, wasn't it? Yeah, of course it was. Rolling in it, lovely old Joe. What's that?
Oh, no. Oh, no. They've just fired a transgravitonic nullification charge.
Is that bad?
Can you imagine every atom in your body being torn apart at its most fundamental level and then sprayed across seven dimensions for all eternity?
No.
Well, in 68 seconds, you won't have to.
You see, bro, you see now. Now is the time to panic!
No, dive down! Down towards the planet! The planet, the blue one! The blue planet! Keep it down!
Meanwhile, on the planet in question, some 300 feet under central London, in a secure command centre...
Population programming. Fantastic. Room for creaming a little off the top? None. Room for slicing a little bit off the bottom? Zilch. Backsheesh in the bank account, bugger all.
Well, this is marvellous, isn't it? The enormous Cromwell, the flashing lights, the glowing screens, the teams of men. So modern and exciting, it's rubbish, isn't it?
Oh, excuse me, sir, we're just about to go into preliminary transmission phase.
Who are you?
So the satellite uplink will send a signal.
Well, he's talking to me, isn't he? Keep nodding, Woolsey, keep nodding. Should I kill him? Best not. I wonder how Sri Lanka are doing in the test. 378-5 last time I checked. Bet, oh God, his mouth has stopped.
To realign the solar panels, sir.
Solar panels? Fascinating. Isn't that absolutely riveting, Cromwell?
All right, Woolsey. Yes, we're back at the bottom.
Where we were 30 years ago.
Yes. But look at it this way. You see, the only way is up, old boy. And in 10 minutes, when I give the go and this operation is an unprecedented success, that jumped-up yank pork butcher is going to see us in a new light. Efficient, capable, dependable, and then, old boy...
When you give the go...
Yes?
Didn't you give the go last time?
Naturally.
Well, why can't I give the go?
You do remember what happened last time you gave the go?
No.
Woolsey had given the go twice in his career at MI-23. The first sparked off the Cuban Missile Crisis, and unfortunately the details of the second have been lost since it wiped out 95% of our records. Indeed, when Cromwell says...
What the hell? Woolsey, why don't you give the go this time?
There's absolutely nothing that could possibly go wrong.
He honestly believed it to be so. Let us skip ahead to just before the satellite transmission. Suffice it to say that what happened next is the fault of neither of them, but organisation guidelines require us to blame them both.
Satellite transmission in T-minus 15,
the sir. Promised land, the fabled bird, see my phoenix rise again!
Was that the go, sir?
Oh, yes, go.
Come on.
Right, now come here, son. Come here now. Sit yourself down there. Now look up there and you keep looking.
What are we looking for, Dad?
Well, on a clear night like this, you see, if you're very, very lucky, you might see a shooting star.
Whoa.
Now that is a little tiny grain of space dust.
Oh, wow.
That burns up, you see, in the atmosphere.
Oh.
Look, can you see it? Can you see it?
Oh, yeah. That's
no,
oh,
no,
Dad.
No, it's a bit too high.
Space dust?
Well, I don't know. It's some sort of...
Don't get too close, Dad!
God, it's hot to the touch.
Well, this can't be right. It looks exactly like an old Trabant.
Oi, Cocker. Don't touch that.
Excuse me.
Yes, little monkey man.
You a spaceman?
No. Now fuck off. What? Come on out with it. Let's have it.
Oh, well, that panel's going to take some knocking out, isn't it?
Very constructive. Rage flows. It bends me like a reed. It leaves me untouched. Rage flows. Bends me like a reed.
Meanwhile... Destiny, having fastened its icy fingers firmly around the throats of Messrs. Woolsey and Cromwell, they're dealing with the situation in their own unique way.
Dear, dear, dear.
Well, there's a funny old thing. We said absolutely nothing can go wrong. But, well, absolutely everything went wrong, didn't it?
Yes, didn't it? Couldn't hand me that pistol, could you, old chap?
What? Oh, yes, there you go. Do you think pigs really are carnivorous, Cromwell? How did you get them to go specifically for the balls? And maybe he slathers them in mayonnaise. Or probably ketchup, being a Yank. What do you think?
I think no one gets their teeth around my balls unless I'm paying them cold cash. Clip?
Yes. There you go. I respect that, Cromwell, I do. I mean, I remember once in the Sudan there was this girl with a bowl of fresh mango chutney.
I'd like to say it's been an honour working with you these past 20-odd years.
Yes.
Won't.
No, me neither. So you're going to shoot yourself?
No other option, was it?
No, I suppose not. Suicide. Very Roman. Noble. Like it.
You?
I was thinking about taking the window.
Do you mind not staring, Woolsey?
Oh, sorry, Cromer, sorry. Private moment and all that. I'll turn round. Of course, if you're going to shoot yourself, you might as well shoot me too. I certainly don't want to spend an evening with Porky the Pig. And actually, if you do that, you won't need to shoot yourself, will you? You could just blame the whole thing on my corpse.
Yes, I could. Do you mind closing your eyes, old man?
Absolutely. I mean, there'd be no witnesses, no story but your own. If I were you, old boy, I'd fire at will.
Ah, couldn't do it.
Bless your sentimentality.
No, I mean, I couldn't do it. The bloody pistol jam. Bloody what? Small arms manufacture.
Well, it's a pity young Bradley didn't get that operation a couple of weeks ago then, Cromwell, isn't it? He'd have had him working by now, and you would be scraping my brains off that wall.
Bradley, that little fresh-faced cream bun.
Shoot your own pal in the back of the neck.
What was I thinking? This is nothing. I'm disgusted with myself.
Me too.
Just because we are being taken over by pushy, overbearing, brown-nosing Yanks doesn't mean I have to behave like one.
Exactly. Roman honour my ass, you yellow-bellied turncoat.
No, Woolsey. Look, see, we are going to do what made Britain great in the first place.
Are we?
We are going to backstab...
Weaselbite?
And double-cross our way out of this. Now, what do you say to a meeting of...
Minds?
Precisely.
Oh, Cromwell.
Oh.
Look.
How's it looking?
It's a bloody shambles is how it's looking. The vortex shield is shot. Gravitronic spine is all out of whack.
Yeah, no, I've got to be right in it.
Oh, chuck us a spanner, will you?
There you go. Wait. Bruv, what are the chances of them tracking us down here?
Oh, no. They wouldn't be able to do that. No. Atmosphere's a wicked cocktail of heavy metals, CFCs, just a little dash of ozone. Yeah, you worked out where we are, yeah?
Well, yes, if I've done my sums right, and I think I have. We, currently, in the middle of nowhere.
All right, now listen here. We have navigated our way across the Bay of Opportunity, up the River of Success, only to discover the very source of Peshit Creek. Do you have a paddle?
I have to say I don't. Line?
Indubitably.
Right.
Now,
we are in a very, very sticky situation. Assets and deficits. List.
Right, deficits. We have lost 1, the satellite, 2, the encryption key, and shortly 4...
3...
4 testicles.
Ah, right. No, well, really, it is 3. Bloody mango chutney. The girl got a bit carried away.
Assets.
Very, very sticky situation. Mm-hmm. We've been bold to googly her, old boy, and I, for one, am not wearing a jockstrap.
Well, not that you need one.
Well, true.
Well, look, let's run through this one more time. Bring up the satellite on the screen.
Thank you.
There you go. Look at that proud, shining bird.
And everything's going fine, yes. Spool forward. There.
It doesn't all happen so quickly. And if we pause it, just there... What the hell can it be?
Well, Korea haven't the technology for a cloaked missile.
And Middle Eastern factions, well, we own most of them.
Well, all right, then. That means that somehow the last known video transmission from outside our satellite is of 2 unidentified men hitting it with an inexpensive East European car. Russians?
Wrong-shaped faces.
They appear to be European, but they don't come up on the computer.
Yes, I know, it's impossible. We've indexed absolutely everyone on the planet, but according to the big box, they don't exist. And that leads us to a very shadowy conclusion indeed.
Possibly the darkest.
Shadowy, sinister, terrible, shadowy.
They're either little green men.
There.
Or they're ours.
Ours? Yes, but could we have done it and forgotten?
No, you pillock. Ours. Ah. The organisation. Listen. We've just been privatised. Mm-hmm. Powerful positions, powerful, long-held positions are up for grabs. Mm-hmm. These are desperate, greedy times.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Is there even the faintest possibility that we are looking at interdepartmental sabotage?
Ah, well, that would be a very serious accusation.
A very timely one.
Yeah, but who in this organisation would have a reason to sabotage one of our projects? All right, who wouldn't have a reason to sabotage one of our projects?
Well, there's you and me. And frankly, I have my suspicions about you.
Have you upset anyone recently?
Incoming call.
Hi, sorry to interrupt. How's our little baby all grown up?
What?
The project. Any probs?
No. Should there be?
No reason. Gun thing's going great. Very profitable. Up to 100% like it was before.
Good. Then everything's tickety-boo.
Great. Well, pop up any time if you want a chat or a drink or a little advice. Listen, guys, I hope this exchange of ops, this new relationship hasn't upset or...
Sorry, Bradley, you seem to be breaking up. Little trouble with the... What do you think?
Seems like a lovely fellow.
I don't believe him.
Then neither do I. Of all the petty, small-minded, underhand manoeuvres to sabotage our operation.
Sabotaging the final stages of a supremely expensive data exchange merely to put us 6 feet under? Callous, spiteful, and petty. Got to hand it to him, exactly the sort of thing I'd do.
Yes, but it gets my goat, Cromwell. If you're going to bugger a fellow unexpectedly from behind, at least have the decency to offer him a reach around. What do?
We bugger him back, old boy. Reach around be damned. Hand me that phone.
God bless Columbia. Yeah, bruh. I've just been having a wander about. This is like one of them nature reserves, isn't it? It's a galactic trust or something. Areas of special scientific interest. It's chock full of monkeys. Ain't nobody come down here except conservationists, ramblers and us.
Well, what are we going to do then?
We're going to keep our heads down until things cool off. And then we're going to get the fuck out of this.
Well, we ain't going nowhere without a fresh one of these.
What is it?
Well, it's...
Ah, forget it. Can you start it?
Well, it'll go... Need a great big bloody push, though. Or a jump start.
Jump start? Hang about.
Where are you going?
You see them high-tension pylons over there?
Yeah.
Up you go.
Hello, can I help? I rather think you can. Could you put me through to personnel, please?
What are we doing?
What's the only course of action presently available?
Another liar?
No, 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 no. We need a cleaner, a Mr. Fix-It. Track those two down, squeeze them for information, and then blow their blood...
Oh, hello, yes. I wonder if I might requisition an agent. What level? Level 5. Yes, I'll hold.
Level 5? Cromwell, they're brilliant. Heard about them, I've never seen one.
Masters of disguise. Espionage, wet work, covert propaganda. You remember the Kinsey affair?
No.
Precisely.
Oh, hello again, yes. Just need me to give the go.
Oh, let me.
Go it is, then.
Oh, Cromwell!
Right, I've got them clipped on at my end. How's it going, bruv? Yeah, well, just clip the cables on at your end, yeah?
There's a lot of electricity. It's not shielded.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? Clip them on.
All right.
Wow, got up like a running candle. Lovely old job.
Yes, that's fine, sir. Hello, just need you to give the go.
Just need me to give the go. Well, go it is, then.
That's a very impressive go, sir. Thank you. We'll get that commission straight away. Thank you, you're welcome, don't mention it. Don't know why I bother. Stand by to activate new level 5 agent and tracking satellite, deprogramming now. I'm sure that went through fine.
Level 5 agents operate so deeply undercover that not even they know they are agents. Until they're activated and their cover personalities slough off like old pyjamas. What usually happens when a level 5 agent is activated is this.
Anyway, I'm coming down on the inside, right? I'm honking me all like a maniac trying to get him to pull over and... Ow! Ow! Ow!
Oh, man,
oh, I've got a bloody headache all of a sudden. Oh! I'm feeling a little bit,
No, that's perfectly all right. I don't need any of your help.
Agent 3847.
Standing by.
Get in the car.
Very well. Don't get out of it.
Unfortunately, due to the earlier misalignment of the satellite, a communications error caused by the power fluctuations resulting from the brothers' unorthodox method of jump-starting their car, and just plain bad luck, what actually happened was this.
See, there's a lot of us all very worried, right, about redundancies, because there is a reshuffle in the company, what's going
to
happen?
The way I see it... The next thing really is just to have a meeting with him, because there's no point of gossiping about it.
Well, that's well and good for you to say, Sally, because you have his ear, so to speak, but some of us who are a bit lower down on the ladder don't get the opportunity to speak to him, which makes us very worried.
Oh, my head!
Are you all right? What's wrong?
Absolutely splitting. Oh, God.
Agent 3847.
What?
Are you Agent 3847?
No, I'm Sally. I'm Sally McKeon. I'm just on my lunch break.
Get in the car, please, miss.
No, absolutely not. I've got a tuna sandwich to finish.
Get in the car, please, miss.
Hell off me. What are you doing?
Come on, get in the... Don't touch the pistol.
What's going on here?
Don't touch the pistol.
What is this for?
Get in.
Help. Did you just fire a gun at me? Did you see that? He just fired a gun at me. Sally?
Who is this mysterious Sally? Will the fact that she's been mistaken for a covert agent have any bearing on next week's episode? Are Woolsey and Cromwell still in trouble? And now they have their vehicle working, what do the brothers plan to do while they lie low? A little thieving, perhaps? The answers to all these questions must exist in a quantum superposition until observed in next week's document.
Earth 101 episode 1 Earth 101
episode 1 www.earth101.com.